Hello everyone! In this video I'm going to show you how to take a picture from the camera and how to load a picture from disk by using plugins for Xamarin Forms. The benefit is writing a few lines of shared code in the PCL project instead of writing platform-specific code in the Android, iOS and Windows projects. So here I have a very simple Xamarin Forms app based on XAML. In this page I have two buttons. One button for taking a picture from the camera and the button from selecting a picture from the device disk. And then I have an image control that will display the selected picture. Accessing the camera and the file system is not something that you can natively access in Xamarin.Forms, so you necessarily need to write platform-specific code. However, by using a Xamarin Form plugin called Media, you can write a few lines of shared code inside the Portable Class Library project. This will avoid the need of writing platform-specific code. So let's start by adding a NuGet package to the solution level. Let me click Browse. Then I can type xam.plugin. This will list all the available plugins for Xamarin Forms. And here I have the xaml.plugin.media. I can select this and install to the whole solution. Okay. And we're ready to go. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is adding a using directive for the plugin.media namespace. This namespace provides a class that is called CrossMedia. This is a singleton class which makes it easy to access the camera and the picture on disk on an Android, iOS and Windows device. So let's start by taking a picture from the camera. Let me make async this event handler for the take picture button control. I'm gonna use a code snippet at this point. Okay, the first thing I have to do is invoking the initialize method on the current property of the CrossMedia class. The current property represents the singleton instance of this class. It exposes a couple of important properties. Is camera available and is take photo supported, both of type bool, which return true if a camera is available on your device and taking photos is supported on the device. If not, we are going to display an error message. If both taking a picture is supported as well as a camera is available, we can invoke the synchronous method called takePhotoAsync. This method takes an object of type storeCameraMediaOptions, which is exposed by the plugin.media.abstractions namespace, which provides an option to specify where to save your picture. If you set the saveToAlbum property as true, this will be saved to the default camera role. Otherwise, you can specify a directory name. But not both. So let's go back to the camera roll, and here with the name property you can specify a picture name. TakePhotoAsync returns an object of type MediaFile. If MediaFile is null, we can just return. If MediaFile is not null, we can convert this object into a stream and assign the resulting stream to the source property of the image control, like this: imageWind.source equals imageSource.fromStream, and specify a lambda expression pointing to the getStream method on the file object. File is a media file, as we said before. Image source is a class that provides an option to load images from different sources. The result of from stream is an object of type stream that can be assigned to the image source. In a similar way, we can handle the Click the event for the Upload Picture button, where we can write code to select a picture from disk. I'm going to use another code snippet at this point. So here I'm going to check for the ISPIC photo supported property of the CrossMedia Singleton class. ISPIC photo supported returns a bool value that tells me if picking a photo is supported. Let's make the method as async. In this case, if ISPIC photo supported is not true, we will show an error message to the end user. If it's true, we invoke the PickPhotoAsync method over the CrossMedia class instance. Like we did for taking pictures from a camera, we need to assign the result of this media file object to the image control on the user interface. So we can write the same code as before. Image1.source equals image source from stream lambda goes to file.getStream. And here we go. Before we test the application, we must remember that we have to set the proper permission in the app manifest. So for example, in the Android project, we have to open the properties, select the Android manifest, then make sure that the camera permission is selected and that the read external storage and the write external storage permissions are also selected. And then, for example, in the Universal Windows Platform project, we have to open the package.apex manifest, go to capabilities, select the webcam permission and the pictures library permission, just in case we want to enable users to save pictures to the camera roll. Okay, now let's see how it works. Okay, I have missed a parenthesis here. Let's do it again. So the application is running. Let's take a picture from the camera. This is, of course, just a simulation. Let's accept. Okay, similarly, you would be able to pick a photo from disk if one was available, and then you would get it in the image control. So with a very limited effort and by taking advantage of the media plugin, you have been able to implement very common functionalities in any application on your Android, iOS, and Windows application. Another very cool feature of a plugin for Xamarin Forms. So, thank you for watching.